Hello and welcome. Connie Reagan Green here with another episode of Prestabilius, Excellence in Marketing. And our topic for today is e-courses. That's an electronic course. That's the simple definition, but I'm going to go into great detail with this. And what I want to first do is share a quote with you. And you may have heard this. This is a Chinese proverb. The best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best time is today. So in terms of an e-course, I'm going to change that. I'm going to make some alterations to that quote, and I'm going to say that the best time to create an e-course was 20 years ago. The second best time is today. So yes, this is that important. And let me check some things here and make sure we're going strong. And we are. Okay, so what is an e-course? I describe an e-course as a series of short email messages and their lessons. Each message is a lesson. 500 words or less is best. Mine are sometimes a little longer, but you don't want to go much over 500 words because the idea is you want people to receive the lesson, to be excited to have received the lesson, to go through it and to implement what you are teaching and to take a look at the resources that you're providing. So these email messages, they're queued up into your autoresponder. I use AWeber, and if you want to get started for free with AWeber, just go to connieloves.me/AWeber, A-W-E-B-E-R, and they're delivered automatically through this autoresponder system each day or every other day. You decide the frequency. I like to do them every day for the first two or three days, then take a day off, and then come back and do it every day, and then take another day off. So if I have seven lessons, it's probably going to be delivered over 10 or 11 days. Another thing that you can do within AWeber is you can tell it that you don't want it delivered on a certain day, so I don't deliver them on Sunday because I'm already sending an email on Sunday, and many people don't like to receive emails on Sunday. Also, I send a second email on a Tuesday, a Thursday, or a Saturday. So sometimes with an e-course or any autoresponder, then I say don't deliver on those days either. The third thing you can do is say what time of the day you want the people to receive the emails. So I'm always sending them out early in the morning, my time, and then I set the autoresponder each time to go out at a different time, perhaps afternoon, sometimes early evening. So again, this is your choice, and this is the magic of using an autoresponder sequence for that in a system. So why is it important to have an e-course? Now that we know what it is, it's on your topic of expertise, a niche topic that you have knowledge and experience in. So why is it important to do this? You want to get your message out to the world. You want to get that message out to the world to the people who need to hear it. So no matter what your topic, I'm not even going to give any examples here, because no matter what your topic is, you know the people that are more likely to be interested in it than other people that might not have any interest at all. So the e-course allows you to deliver it to those people that are showing an interest in it. And it's very, very important because it's different than a book because this is a lot shorter. So even if you do 10 lessons, you probably will only have 5,000 or 6,000 words. So it's much shorter than any book, even a short read. And when people receive these emails from you within the e-course, they will see you differently. You will be perceived as a leader, as someone who is one of, not the expert, but one of the experts in that niche. And this is very, very crucial to success. What if you create an e-course, set it up to go out over 7, 10 days, something like that, and many people begin to receive it? All of a sudden, you will have leveled up. That's an important phrase to remember. You will have leveled up your status as an expert in your niche, one of the experts, and you will reach people that will take you seriously on that topic. They will be more likely to purchase from you and to further engage you, take a course that you have, do some mentoring or coaching or consulting with you, to invite you to their live event to speak. Anything is possible with this. And I've always known about e-courses. I've always loved them. And when I first came online in 2006, they were already going strong. That's why I said that the best time to create an e-course was 20 years ago. I've been online 14 years. E-courses have been around at least 20 years. So very, very important. So how do you do it? How do you set it up? The way that I do it, and now I am going to use an example, it's my speaker's e-course, How to Become a Speaker e-course. And if you'd like this, please let me know. Please contact me and say, please add me to your speaker e-course. And I will do so. And then you'll look, once you ask me to do that, start looking for the confirmation email so you'll actually start receiving the messages. So this means that you don't have to have an opt-in page. You can certainly do it on an opt-in page, but it's not a necessity. This is fast. This is quick and easy. And most of us like that. So I begin with my outline, and I start writing different steps, different points, things that are important. And I did this for speakers, and I came up with 10. 10 is on the long side for e-courses, but it's still doable. So I wrote them down as bullet points, and then I went through, and this is in a Word document, then I went through and I introduced each point and told the story, gave my lesson. So that's how I know each one is about 500 words or a little less. So what I'm creating is a report where every one of the lessons, and for the speaker's e-course, I called them parts. So I have part 1 through part 10. And I wrote out each one. I also made sure I could find some resources. So for the 10-part e-course, I decided on 10 resources. You can do anything you want with resources. Less is more, probably. So I'm recommending books and other people's courses and programs and two of my products. I included How to Become a Local Celebrity and How to Sell Yourself and Your Stuff. So those are two that I included in there because they're appropriate for this. And after I had the report completely written, I went over to my AWeber account and I started a new list. And the list is called Become a Speaker. So very, very simple. When I went into that new list, I added the messages. So the first one is an introductory message. I told people what they were going to receive, that they would receive 10 lessons, 10 parts of an e-course on how to become a speaker. And also I asked them to do some reflection. Why are they interested in this topic? Some people wrote back and said, I just want to see how you're doing the e-course, and that's perfectly fine. Other people wrote and said, well, I'd like to be a speaker. I've done a little speaking a couple of times, but I'd like to become a public speaker and have that as part of my business model. And they told their story, and I loved reading those. And it gave me a chance to know more about them, because someone that just wrote back to me, I've known her for probably 10 years online and in person. She spoke at my live event about 2 years ago. And yet, when she wrote back about her dreams of speaking further, because she's already a speaker and a presenter, I found out things about her that I didn't know, didn't realize. So this is a way for you to share with people, for people to share with you. And then the following day, the first part, so lesson one of the e-course arrives. Like I said, they're every day for a couple of days, and then you take off a day and then go back to it. So I have the introductory lesson, where it isn't really even a lesson, just me asking them about themselves. Then you have the 10 parts or the 10 lessons. So those are delivered on 10 different days. So now we're up to 11 messages. And then I added a final message. I've just done this in the past couple of weeks. So the other day I added a final message. And the final message thanked them for being in the e-course and asking them if they have more questions for me, anything else that they would like to share with me or any resources that I could provide that I didn't provide already. And what's wonderful about all of this, not only that it's quick, that it's easy, that it's profitable, so I've already made quite a bit of income and I just really was going through my own list. So out of my list, I have about 650 people as of today that have added this e-course that requested to be added, and they're now going through it. and they're spending money because there are many people who are very, very interested in the topic. So the way that I did this logistically also is when you receive Lesson 6, you also receive a link for a PDF that's the first half of the e-course, Lessons 1 through 5. So it's Day 6, you've received Day 6, and I say maybe you've missed a lesson in 1 through 5. I give them a PDF that was half of the course, and they get that. Within that course is the resources. I also have that as a PDF, so someone can just look at the resources. And I also have about the author, and I will encourage you to always do this when you're working with people, whether you're new to them or you've known them for a while. Tell them about yourself. So I was the author of the e-course, and I told about myself. I shared that I have many books available. I have over 20 titles. I have many products and courses. I do mentoring and consulting. And this is wonderful to include. At the end of the e-course, so on the 11th day, when they've received the 10th lesson, I also include a link, but it's to the full e-course, the full PDF. So it's a second PDF I created. They can download it. They can have the entire course. On day 12, which is my final email for this e-course, which I won't be adding anymore, there's no need to, I again give them links to download the entire e-course. So I want you to think about this, and think about now, how can you market this? You can add this to your signature block in your email. You could say, ask me for my e-course on how to become a speaker. I could add that. And people would say, you know, I noticed that below your name, it says that you have an e-course on how to become a speaker. I'd like to have that. And then you can add them. You've added them with their permission, with their written permission. How else can we market it? On social media. To our list in a regular email, we can say, at some point, right now, I just want people to add it and go through it day by day. But later on, I could say, would you like to see the e-course that I put together on how to become a speaker? And if they wanted it, I would give them the entire PDF. Why don't I just do that to begin with? Because most of us have been desensitized when it comes to PDFs, special reports. We receive them, we look through it quickly, we save it many, many times. Sometimes people don't even save it. It's on our hard drive or in our Dropbox or in our email, because maybe we just didn't even save it at all on our hard drive or in Dropbox. And we generally don't take any action. Well, this doesn't do the person who created the e-course any good, or the report, rather, any good. And it doesn't do the person who received it any good. But when you deliver it as an e-course in bite-sized chunks disguised as lessons or parts, we all have that opportunity to read through it, to take it in, and to perhaps take an action or click on a link and move forward. Because we all receive way too many emails. We're very busy with everything. And this is a better way. Because remember, I'm always seeking prestabilious, excellence with our marketing, excellence in, you know, helping people to achieve their goals. So I have some other notes on here that I want to share with you. What's the best niche or topic for an e-course? This is a question I was asked very regularly. People didn't think of it as them sharing their knowledge or their experience or expertise. Instead, they wanted the best niche topic, and what they're thinking of is the best for making money. Well, there is no best niche topic. You want to create an e-course on a topic of interest to you and one that you have knowledge and experience in for best results. And if you think about that, it makes sense. Another question I've received multiple times is, how will I make money from a free e-course? People are skeptical. I'm spending time and energy creating something. I'm giving it out for free, whether it's dripped over a series of days or in one document. How will I make any money? Because of the resources, you'll recommend your own and or affiliate products, as I've done in the Speakers e-course. It may also be appropriate for you to offer your coaching or mentoring or consulting, whatever you call that, live events, membership sites, additional resources from other people, because perhaps something is being created around the topic of becoming a better speaker or a public speaker that can improve that hasn't been created yet. So later on, this is something that I could include on that original report. So you begin with your outline. With the Speakers eCourse, I made a list of things, new speakers and people that had spoken just once or twice would be interested in knowing more about. And then each item on your list becomes one of the lessons. So remember at the end of each lesson and at the end of your eCourse, always think about what's next. What do you want people to do after they've gone through your eCourse? Do you want to set up a call with them? That might be something to do, especially if you have a program that is best described by you speaking with someone. You know, I have an incubator, a marketing incubator for new entrepreneurs, and that program always does better when I'm speaking with someone on the phone and I have them go and take a look at the page. That way they can see what it's all about. They can ask me questions that might be answered on that page, but they're questions that come to their mind quickly, and they want an answer before they can proceed with their thinking. So you decide what to do. But I believe creating an e-course on a topic that you already know something about is the very fastest, the very most profitable, and the best for credibility, visibility, and everything else attached to that for you in 2020. So I want you to think seriously about it. And yes, I'll be creating more e-courses. The next e-course I'm going to create is on how to create an e-course. So all the questions people have been asking me, all the thoughts I've had over these past few weeks since I first had this idea for this one, they'll be in the new course on how to create an e-course. So you are going to think about what you want to do, because the second one I was going to do was on authorship. How to become a published author, a self-published author. And I had all kinds of resources and things ready, and I thought, well, but let's teach people how to create the e-course first. Now, what if you don't want to add people to your autoresponder? You want them to opt in. That's certainly fine. And actually, for the How to Become a Speaker e-course, I've already had a site set up. So I'll be switching over to that at some point and telling people to go there if they're interested in how to become a speaker and to opt in. And the giveaway will be an e-course on a 10-lesson e-course on how to become a speaker. So you can do this any way that you want to do it. But the idea is that it's fast, it's easy, and it's effective. And that's what I want for you. So remember to connect with me any place. I'm everywhere. I'm very easy to get a hold of. When people say that they weren't able to reach me, I'm not sure which planet they might have been on, because it's very easy to reach me just across the internet. Any place you can imagine, I'm there. Twitter might be the best place. I'm Connie Green on Twitter. And also, I want you to take a look at what I'm doing on Medium. I'm Connie Reagan Green on Medium. And I have two main sites. I have hugeprofitstinylist.com, and also my main site that I've had from 2006 is at ConnieReaganGreen.com, ConnieReaganGreen.com. So I look forward to hearing from you with all of this. I look forward to joining your e-course and learning from you on your area of interest and expertise. For now, this is episode 28 of Prestabilius, Excellence and Marketing. This is Connie Reagan Green, over and out.